And welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. We're checking back in with Charlie Worth, outstanding guide in the Deer River area. And Charlie, one of the things about fishing in this day and age, certainly we are all about catch and release. It's very important for the health of the fishery and for future generations. On the other hand, we do like to eat fish too. But when it comes to fish, there's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. I know you do a lot of fish cooking. You've got your own batter. What do you think are the essentials to having that good fillet?
Well, one thing is freshness. That's a big key. If you freeze them, you definitely can tell the difference between a frozen fish and a fresh fish. There's nothing better to me going out on a fishing outing, coming back and trying the catch of the day of that day.
So freshness is a key factor, and I guess a lot of other stuff just depends on each person's individual taste, but I'm sure you've tried a few different ways of preparing fish in the past, baking, frying. What do you like best?
I like the frying part of it. The batter that we have, my friend Jason Bozer and me, we have two fish batters on the market called C&J Fish Batter Company. His is a little more seasoned than mine, but it puts a very thin coating on the fish. I'm not one of these big, heavy, battered person where you get a quarter-inch batter on each side of a fillet, and I like the taste of the fish, but yet it puts a nice brown coating on it. If I do it at home, I use peanut oil. I prefer that. I think it works a little better, but guiding, I do not use it because I don't know if somebody's allergic to peanuts. You can't give it to somebody that you don't know. Just use regular fry oil. It works very well also, but it's temperature, too. You do not want to put that fillet in there unless that oil is 350. There's an old trick you can do if you have these old-time farmer matches with the strike anywhere, you can actually put that in the oil and put it in there before you turn the heat on and let it go. And that match will ignite at 350, and you know that's the time to drop the fillets in. But as soon as that match, just drop the temperature a little bit, and you lay the fillets in. On fresh fish, you always want to lay with the belly side up. If you lay it with the rib cage down, you'll watch that fillet. You'll know if it's fresh. It'll curl right into a little ball. Like if you deep fry them all up, that's why. But if you pan fry them, you lay them on the backside fresh, they'll lay flat in the pan, and they'll look very nice on the plate when you distribute them.
The other thing that goes along with cooking fish is what goes along with it. Are there any particular sides you think complement fish better?
Well, our basic shore lunch is always the fried potatoes, baked beans, and just the three things, but we season them up a little different. Potatoes is not just something that you can go uptown and have regularly. The key is, again, it's fresh, and then you do it fresh, and you got a nice batter. It comes out good. A lot of people say you should start a restaurant. Well, I never ate something that tastes so good as this, but again, it's fresh air, the outing, you do it outside, and you have fresh flayed fish. You just can't duplicate it.
Man, you're making me hungry. We talk primarily walleye. We catch a lot of walleye up here. It is definitely a delicious tasting fish, but you know what? Perch is delicious. Crappie's delicious. Bluegill's delicious. If you can get those bones out, northern is delicious.
Sand and bowstring, they do have slot limits on northerns where you can't keep them over 22 inches. We've taken a lot of them smaller pike, which people would call picklers. We get a lot of experience cleaning them, so we do want to get the bones out of them. And the first time I did that, I thought, holy man, this is going to be not the nicest shore lunch, but you wouldn't believe how nice those northerns fry up. They're small and thin like that and crispy, and people can't hardly tell the difference between a perch fillet and a northern fillet when you're eating them outside of knowing the way it's laying on the plate size-wise, but they're a great table fare.
Yeah, if you can get over the way they look, northerns are tasty.
Especially if somebody else clean them for you.
Of all the fish we can consume up here, which one do you think is the tastiest?
My two favorites are walleyes and crappies. That's just my favorite, and everybody's got their own taste, but I like them. My wife, she likes northerns. She bakes them, and there's different ways, blacken them. There's a lot of ways you can have those bigger pike, and they're great. We do have a couple videos out on our website that shows you how to take those walleye bones out. If you can take them out, that northern pike can really change your way of thinking about them as far as eating.
What's your website address?
MN for Minnesota, fishingpros.com.
MNfishingpros.com.
Two videos on there, and there's some fish cleaning videos for walleyes, northerns, everything on there for you. Step by step, it's well worth the effort. You'll be greatly surprised after you have a few northern pike, the bones out, how good they are.
You mentioned the freshness, and I think that's real important too, because we've all frozen meat in the freezer over the years, but you can tell the difference, not just with fish. You can tell the difference with anything. If it's not been frozen, it's going to be better.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. A few days, if you've eaten a lot of fresh fish, you'll know right away. Again, like I was telling you about putting them in a fry pan where they curl, if they've been frozen, they won't do that. Muscle tissue is just different.
Is there any fish you don't like?
I can't really think of one off the top of my head anyway. So many ways to cook them. You can always figure out something. Salmon and trout, they're different. There's something you can't eat. Perch or walleyes, you can probably eat them 2 or 3 days a week. Some people eat them more. They're a fish that's oilier and a little richer, and once a week seems to be enough. Keep tulipies and stuff like that. You can smoke them and bake them. And the one thing we found, smoking some fish, you can have them smoke for a few days and then kind of get tired of them. And the best thing to do is if you have a few left over, take the bones off, skin off, and actually just can them with a little teaspoon of water in a pint jar. And you won't believe when you open that up, but even you can do it a year later, it'll think it just came out of the smoker. batter.
Really?
Very good way of taking care of smoked fish.
Interesting. And if people are interested in trying your batter, where do they find that?
Well, Bemidji, you can go to L&M or any L&M fleet supply stores. Pretty much Deer River and Grand Rapids area, all the local grocery stores carry it, and most all the resorts in the area carry it. There's a blue label and a green label. It's called C&J Fish Batter.
Available at L&M Fleet in this area and probably a few other places, I would guess, as well.
Yeah, there's a couple. I think Marketplace might be a grocery store in Bemidji that carries it. They're in a white cloth bag, very decorative. Yeah, they're nice gifts for people, too.
So. All right, and Charlie, if people want to take one of your great guide trips and enjoy that shore lunch, how can they get a hold of you?
Call my cell at area code 218-244-5756.
Charlie, as always, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks. It's always a pleasure.